Let's make another election-related stop now. Hindus here in the U.S. have been a pretty reliable voting bloc for Democrats in recent years, but a new lobby group called the Republican Hindu Coalition would like to change that. The group held a charity concert and political rally this past weekend in New Jersey. It showcased Bollywood music and an appearance by the Republican nominee himself.
Under a Trump administration, we are going to become even better friends. In fact, I'll take the word even out because we are going to be best friends. There won't be any relationship more important to us.
Reporter Sonia Paul has been looking into the shifting political allegiances of Hindus and Indian Americans. She was at the event.
You know, it started off with couples dancing, and then all of a sudden, people dressed in Arabic robes, made to look like stereotypical terrorists, I guess, coming and shooting, but like their weapons were lightsabers.
They're attacking the dancers with lightsabers.
Yes, yes. I mean, I guess in a dark arena like that, a lightsaber, you know, looks cool.
It pops. But
yeah, and then, you know, these guys wearing SWAT vests came out and had to take them down. And then when that was over, they all stood up and the Star Spangled Banner started to play and the program began.
Well, exactly. Let's hear from Shalabh Kumar, the founder of the Republican Hindu Coalition. And here he is at the New Jersey rally describing the kind of person Hindus, he believes, want in Washington.
Ask yourselves, who truly represents you in Washington? Is it a president who celebrates Diwali in White House and next day wants to give a nuclear-capable F-16 worth $658 million to Pakistan? Or is it the party that wants to cut aid to Pakistan, declare them a terrorist state, and prevent them from acquiring nuclear-capable F-16s?
That would be Shalabh Kumar, founder of the Republican Hindu Coalition, also a big financial backer of Donald Trump's, and obviously they're playing to the fears of many American Hindus. So, Sonia Paul, what about the Republican Hindu Coalition, do you think, scans with what Donald Trump's base feels about the state of America?
The Republican Hindu Coalition is all about entrepreneurship and business and having a Hindu voice in public policy. But the question is, what kind of Hindu voice is that? In the same way that Trump, you know, tends to appeal to disenfranchised Americans, working class Americans who feel that the media has ignored them, India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi very much played to that sentiment that, you know, we've kind of been left behind and we need to rise above and beyond again.
What did Donald Trump make of this small pocket of Hindu support?
He didn't quite have the cultural nuances that you would expect from a presidential candidate. Like that line, I'm a big fan of Hindu and I'm a big fan of India. Big, big fan.
I mean,
Hindu is the name of a person who may follow Hinduism, but it's not the name of the religion. And even when he equates Hindu and Indian, you know, it is true that India is a Hindu majority country and that many Indians here in the U.S. are Hindu, but only about half of Indians are Hindu,
right,
according to Pew Research Trends. And that's something, though, that we don't necessarily have maybe the finesse in American society to also call out and distinguish upon as well. I mean, a large part of why the Republican Hindu Coalition is able to do what it has done and is doing is that we don't have much understanding about Hinduism the way we might evangelical Christianity or Orthodox Judaism, conservative Islam, but political Hinduism is something that most people haven't heard before. The root of the concern and frustration is what happens when few people speak for such a large population.
Reporter Sonia Paul, she's been looking at the political allegiances of Hindu Americans. Her work is supported by the South Asian Journalists Association. Sonia, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you for having me on.